Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today, we're going to be talking about in the Word of Wisdom. Today's the 25th of the month, and we always take the corresponding day of the month because it's 31 chapters in Proverbs, and we're looking at Proverbs 25 today. I think this is really good because, I mean, I always say that because every part of God's Word is good, but it, you know, just got to tell you, it's good.
It really is.
And it's Proverbs 25:26, and, you know, quite often, you know, there's so many things going on, and you're doing your best because it takes, you know, we do our best and then we trust God with the rest. But God, because you do your best, because you trust Him, because your intentions are to do right, He pours a grace on you that allows you to accomplish what you could not accomplish in your own strength. And to know more about that, you can go to your VFNTV.com or go onto your Android or iPhone application and look at the cross of Christ and begin to soak in that reality of the empowerment that comes from the cross. The cross of Christ and Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection is not permission to sin. It's empowerment not to, you know, by God's grace. And we'll never be able to do it in our own strength, but it's amazing what you can say no to when you're relying on and trusting on the finished work of the cross as the Holy Spirit empowers you. Well, with that, you know, here you are standing, walking with God. You're trying to maybe raise your family towards God, your children. You have a marriage. You want your marriage to go towards God's way, and or your business or your church gathering. Maybe you're a pastor, you know, whatever it is, you know, and your desire is you don't want it to happen any other way other than God's way, you know, because you have a fear of the Lord. You want to honor Him in that.
Right.
But those who don't fear the Lord, they're like Ahab. You know, Ahab provoked God because he had no problem adjusting things, or he had the sin of Jeroboam, they call it. They call it the sin of Jeroboam, and Jeroboam was the one that changed God's way of doing things. And right. So he said he had, and he just provoked God. And so these people that are held captive by that, they have not a fear of God, and you're fighting against spiritual wickedness, but Satan cannot do anything. The powers, spiritual wickedness, Ephesians 6:12, and all this demonic activity, you know, that you can't see, but you can definitely feel, cannot do anything unless it actually has access into the first heaven in which you live. Somebody has to surrender, because just for having a body alone, you have authority in this life to be able to do something with it. But you can surrender that authority over to the enemy, or you can lay it down for God to use and to obey God. And so with that, when something's coming against you and a person is actually talking to you or doing something or strategizing, people strategize to kill Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so don't be surprised when somebody's strategizing to get you out of the office or strategizing to take down your relationship, or, you know, that's just second heaven. And these people are being held captive to do Satan's will. And so what Satan does, he begins to do like Jeroboam and starts trying to set aside God's way of doing things, and begins to ridicule and criticize and shame and do anything trying to get you to set aside, you know, God's way of doing things, which would be the right way, the righteous way of doing things. And you yourself are sitting here struggling with, but I have to have God even do this. You know, I'm dependent on the Lord for this to happen. Why would you want it, you know?
Yeah.
And this is what he says, Proverbs 25:26. This will encourage you. He says, like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. Think about that. Like a muddied spring or a polluted well are the righteous who give way to the wicked. So you think about that.
Wow.
That when, you know, the individual who really doesn't understand, you know, Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." It didn't mean that they weren't nailing him to the cross. Right. It just means they didn't understand the context of what Satan was doing through them. You know what I'm saying? So so Paul did get lowered in a basket.
Yeah.
Because they would have killed him. And he did eventually lose his hat.
Yeah.
And so he says, you know, like a muddied spring. I mean, think about it. You're drinking all this water. You imagine you know, it's nice fresh water is coming to you. And all of a sudden, you know, because everything flows down the river, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you start seeing this mud come up and you start wondering, what's going on? Why is the water so muddy? What happened? And what happened? Somebody upstream put something in the water that shouldn't have been in the water. Mm-hmm. Right. And now you can't drink the water unless you're going to drink mud. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody gave way to something that shouldn't have been in the water.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a polluted well. I mean, believe it or not, when you turn your faucet on, it does not come from the air. You know, it does come from the air. It rains down and goes, stops in the ground, but it comes from wells and aquifers and holding ponds. But a lot of the water comes from wells. Wells, they just have mechanical devices that bring the water to you. And they're constantly checking to see if the well is polluted. And they have people and scientists that measure that, you know, to find out if it's drinkable or not. And if it's not, they tell everybody, stop drinking, boil your water, put bleach in it, and type of thing. But the church, you know, it's like we're not checking our wells. We're not, you know, checking our springs. We're not the freshness and the clarity of what's being said and why it's being said and, you know, what is God's commands. And the person who's being used to get you to set aside, you know, God's way of doing things, they don't really know what they're doing, but you have to know because you're the one that sees clearly. You cannot give way to that situation. What happens quite often is they go away. I mean, you may lose relationships, you know, you may have somebody constantly starts ridiculing you and sets themselves up as an adversary against you. But understand, it's just second heaven, you know, Satan, Ephesians 6 and 12, you know, at least he talks about it, trying to get you to give way. Mm-hmm. And if you give way, like we've heard some people recently that, you know, are leaders of large amounts of God's people, you know, stand up and pollute the water. You know, they polluted the water. They gave way and were saying things that weren't true. Mm-hmm. And now all these sheep, we would say, all these believers are drinking from that well. Mm-hmm. And that's called leading people
astray.
Mm-hmm. But remember this, though. You cannot, you know, even though if you're led astray, remember Adam, Eve, and Satan were led astray or led astray in the garden by Satan, that God held each of them individually accountable. And you have to know the truth. You have to understand that you need to know God's way of doing things. And it's abiding with him. Like John talked about in the first hour, you know, you can have one page of the Bible, but because you know the God of the Bible, that the rest of the Bible is written on your heart. And he's letting you know each step of the way what you need to do. It's abiding with the Lord, you know, and dreams, the dreams that God's given us and shown us. And he'll just tell you, you know, what to do. And you got to get over the shock. I remember, you know, for a particular time, and hopefully, you know, soon we'll be making available on VFN TV to all subscribers. And you can subscribe to VFN TV, you know, for free at VFNTV.com, or you can text VFN TV, that's V Victor, VFN TV to the number 22828. You can text VFN TV to the number 22828 and follow a few steps, and you can subscribe for free there as well. And we're hoping it will be a little bit before we make it available, but it is the voice of the Lord, understanding how God speaks. But I remember I was going through a season and God is speaking to me and he's showing me things and people really are not that interested, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's like, because this is the thing. This is the big thing is to say that God's speaking to you. This enemy attacks you and starts saying, well, why isn't he speaking to me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. Therefore, since I'm the measuring rod and he's not speaking to me, he couldn't be speaking to you.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wild. But God will speak. We got to listen up. Well, God will speak through children. I mean, you got to listen to what the Lord's saying, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember even Jonathan, you know, your son.
Yeah.
How old is Jonathan now?
He's 10 now.
10 years old. Hears clearly the voice of the Lord. I mean, three times the Lord told him in three different dreams, very specifically, mm-hmm. you know, what did he need to look out for, what was going. And mm-hmm. I was like that with me. I went every single night, it seemed, you know, God was revealing to me the strategies of what was going on. And I would get up and I would just be angry, mm-hmm. you know, as if, you know, it's like, why am I being angry? But I was just like, I'd hear it, see all this stuff, and he'd show me this and show me that. And then finally one day, you know, he told me, he said, listen, I'm going to quit making things known to you. If you're going to get angry, I'm just letting you know what already is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, part of that I didn't know. And then, you know, you just want to, just, you know, like I was told when I was being interviewed for a sheriff's department years mm-hmm. ago, you know, they said, you know, when my friend said, He said, you're naive. You know, that's one of his weaknesses. We'll talk about more about it later on. I'm like, naive? What are you talking about? And, you know, I just want to believe good things, you know. I want to believe, you know, that, you know, come on. You're not really plotting that out. You're not really doing that, are you? And it's like, I mean, the times you looked at me, going, stop. No, let's just do it one more time. I'm sure it'll all work out.
Right?
Yeah. You know, but I just, you know, and so, you know, sad to say, you know, people, you know, there's some people who just don't believe that God speaks, or if he did speak, he would have told them. And, of course, that would be pride, right? We have to listen to all of us. All of us know in part and prophesy in part. We have to listen to the whole word of what's going on. And so he told me, he said, listen, I'm going to quit making my heart known to you. That's what he says in Proverbs, you know, Proverbs 1. If you would have just listened to my rebuke, if you would have listened to me, I would have made my heart known to you.
Mm-hmm.
And part of our prayer in our prayer community, you know, part of our prayer in our prayer community, and we pray every Monday for 24 hours, you know, and seek the Lord. And we're working on that. We're maturing in that. And we're just trying to allow the grace of God to come on our lives. To do that well, you know what I'm saying? Somebody says, you need to take an extra day. Well, we're trying to master the one day. Give us a moment. We still need God. And so, but part of that prayer is like, you know, Lord, you know, let me know your emotions, your perfect emotions, what you're feeling, what you're thinking when your heart is broken. And you go through a season, it's just like, you know, I don't think I can handle any more of this. You know, you're God, you know, I'm just a human being, you know, and then we added a part to the prayer that said, you know, and give me the grace to be able to handle it, you know?
All right.
But it's not based on what God's laying on our hearts. It's not good right now, you know, but how many people have seen other people that are so disconnected from what's going on? They don't discern anything. They're not discerning what's actually taking place in that workplace or that family or that marriage or whatever. They just don't even know. And so, and it's not that they're avoiding and refusing to hear from God, that they've got hard hearts and their ears are closed down and their eyes are closed down. They can't see or hear. And, but if you're hearing, you cannot be naive and go, well, this just couldn't be. You know, and we finally just got past that and just said, you know, this is that. This is what he's saying. And just like, you know, God will deliver, you know, say something very specific, what he plans to do. And he has no problem if people say God's right and change your ways, that he will stop his plans to do that, even though he said he was going to do it. Like Abraham said, when he's going to go to the mountain to take Mount Moriah, and he's going to take his son, Isaac, to the top of the mountain. He's going to sacrifice him. You know, he was willing to do that. And it wasn't until he's willing to do that did God see that he feared him and he provided the ram for him. And that's where the Western Wall is today. That's the Mount Moriah that you see on the news all the time in Jerusalem. And that's why, you know, we're going to be talking about some different things about that in the future. But understand this. God is, there's some things going on right now on the earth. There's so many things that if you look at it in the natural sense, or you look at it and thinking, you know, what's going to happen? Understand this. God's about to show himself mighty. You know, he's preparing a people, and he's going to show himself mighty, just like he did with the 10 plagues. You know, it was all orchestrated. You know, Moses didn't set it up. Moses didn't even want to do it after he tried it, and he spent 40 years on the backside. But then God brought Moses back in and sent him to begin to show himself mighty. So his people and a Pharaoh whose heart he hardened, God orchestrated, he's so merciful. He orchestrated all these 10 plagues to be able to show himself mighty to his own people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So God's not going to leave himself without a witness.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so don't panic. Realize you're just kind of, you know, tapping into God's sharing his heart with you. And that just shows you to be bold. You know, I wish there was times where I just kind of barely mentioned some things and I just, you know, kind of kicked myself for not being more bold and just like, there's more people telling you to like tone it down, you know, kind of add some water to it. You know, they're going to get offended if you do this. And it's like, and then fewer people responded to that word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more would have responded if it had been more bold about it. But praise God. I just want to encourage you this morning in the word of wisdom that don't give way. Give way means to adjust or to introduce open sin and wickedness. To give way to wickedness means when you know it's wrong, you just go ahead and do it anyway. And understanding that actually muddies the water. You know, it muddies the water. The well that we're supposed to drink from, the well of truth, you know, becomes totally undrinkable, if you would, for the people. So we have to understand that we don't give way. And the person that's being used in your life possibly to get you to give away and say, you know, what is the use of doing this? They will not be there with you when that all goes down because they're being used. They're being held captive. You're the one who knows the truth. You're the ones going to be held accountable to it. If you're a leader, you cannot stand up and say, well, we're just going to give way. And all of a sudden this new doctrine comes out. You know, you're going to be held accountable to that. And he said it'd be more bearable. And he said that it'd be better for you to have a millstone around your neck and thrown into the bottom of the river, Jesus did, than to lead one of these little ones astray. And so we don't want to lead, you know, anyone astray. We'll be right back in a moment. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.